First of all, how do you see running the Postal Service in Hawaii, where you've got dinky, rural, you have big urban, you've got different islands, different, you know, how do you see that versus the San Jose operation, which I'm assuming is more urban, metropolitan?
Well, I was postmaster of San Jose and the postmaster of San Francisco, so I've had kind of a wide variety of experience and backgrounds in handling different types of post offices, some very metropolitan and some very rural. In San Jose area, when I was postmaster of San Jose and what they call the NAMPU, Manager of Post Office Operations, I had associate offices or post offices that ran as far down to Santa Barbara and as far south as Santa Barbara and as far north as Alviso.
Oh, really?
So I had areas like Monterey and Carmel, and I had Santa Cruz, I had
As the San Jose Postmaster?
As the Manager of Post Office Operations, the postmasters reported to me there.
Oh, Manager of Post Office, okay.
Right. And so in that capacity, I got a chance to meet quite a diverse group of customers as well as, you know, level of customer expectations. Some of the customer expectations in certain areas ran very high, like in the Carmel, Monterey area. While out in Jalon or Tres Pinos, which are small little rural areas, you know, really there were farmers and there were individuals that were out in country homes and they have the same kind of environment that I'm experiencing here in terms of customers' diversities. Mm-hmm. They're very rural areas and they're very metropolitan areas. I think the thing that I find to be most unique about Hawaii is that the work ethic and the culture here of the employees is at such a high standard. You have individuals here that take a great pride in what they do, and you can see it in everything we do. If you take a look at Hawaii's history in the Postal Service and the performance, I came here with the plant manager of having one of the best plants I've ever seen run in the Postal Service. The postmaster of Honolulu, Frank Santos, is high quality, very engaged with the employees, and is very accessible and active. The station managers and the postmasters in Hawaii seem to not only care about the customers, but they really truly care about the employees that they work and serve. So if you take a look at the cultural environment that has been set up to make Hawaii successful, it's absolutely a great one, far superior to a lot of the environments I saw before. Not uncommon, though, to some of the best offices I've seen on the main island, but as a whole, it's a cut above the rest.
Hmm. And Duke mentioned, and I didn't quite be able to understand the full plan, he said you wanted to visit every single station every quarter?
Yeah, every quarter it's my intention to visit my post offices and to visit my offices. Now, you know,
how clearly, many is that again?
Clearly I'm not going to be able to meet with all of them.
Okay.
For most of them that I take a look at a select schedule, and it's based on recognizing their performance, being out there to be visible when there's situations such as facility needs,
okay,
or employee needs. So I'll be selective, but once a quarter it's my goal and my intention to get out to as many post offices as I can throughout. Now, I'll tell you the ones that I won't be out there once a quarter to. I also have, along with Hawaiian Islands, Guam and America Small.
Right.
I have some other affiliations with outside islands that even extend close to the Philippines.
Yeah.
So that once in a quarter objective is just not going to be met.
But so the goal is to visit as many as you can every quarter.
As many as I can.
For while you're getting introduced, or
no, I'm an active district manager. I will tell you that I believe that sitting behind my desk is not what Hawaii really needs from a district manager. I want to be involved with not only with the community, I want to be involved with the employees in the offices that I serve. You know, it's my philosophy, and again, this is something that's transferred to me and through my own leadership learnings and my own style, is that, you know, it's the relationships that remain the most important part. To lead and really lead, you need to lead by example, and you need to be close to where your people need you. I always like to think as a leader that one of the litmus tests that good leaders have is they step back and they ask themselves, if I were to be elected to this position, would I be the individuals that the people who I serve elect? And that test to step back is you cannot really fulfill a commitment to yourself if that is your goal and objective to be elected, if that's so, unless you're really close with the individuals and you're you're working with them to make sure that they're successful. As a district manager, I don't deliver any mail. But what I do is I sit down and make sure that my people have the kind of support, the resources, and the kind of training that allow them to be successful. And I can better support all of those areas if I really am close to understanding what their real needs are.
Well, so when you go on a visit, have you done any so far?
I have. I visited Maui, and I visited the Big Island. And by the way, it's the first time I've been to the Big Island. So I was really quite surprised to see half the island to be very dry and the other half of the island to be very wet. Although I've heard about it before, experiencing it, there's nothing like experiencing it.
Yeah.
And it truly is quite a diverse, you know,
right.
Island. The Kailua Kona side was absolutely opposite of the
Hilo
side.
And which is very different from, you know, the other parts. So
right.
How many post offices were you able to see on Maui?
I visited total right now, probably visiting the Big Island, Maui, and the offices I visited in Oahu, probably about 40% of all the offices in the district, which I don't know the exact number offhand right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'll get that from Duke.
But I do know that I'm about 40% now, and I hope to have completed. I'm going to be out in the Molokai, which is a quick visit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going to Guam and America Samoa next month, and then I have some recognition awards to do out in. I'm not sure where they have me scheduled after that, but I'm asked.
But how many did you visit on the Big Island and how many on Maui? I guess I'll get that.
On the Big Island, I visited all but two.
Oh, wow. So you covered a lot of territory.
Yeah. And on Maui, I visited all but two.
Wow. So when you go to anywhere to visit, is your thinking, I want my message to be disseminated directly from me? Is it, I want to hear what their issues are and their gripes?
For me, you know, having a new district manager, I think they hear more about what I have to say as opposed to get to know me and who I am. They've seen pictures of me, mm-hmm. and I believe that through communication from the leadership, they'll hear things that I want or I'm looking for or the focus and direction that I'd like us to go in. But there's nothing like going out and taking a look at the conditions they're working in, shaking hands with some of the employees that are working each and every day, introducing yourself. One of the things that is kind of a funny comment I hear as I go out there is it says I look a lot bigger than I do in my picture. Which, you know, it makes me want to go out and jog tomorrow. But no, the people have been extremely friendly and very receptive. I found, again, that as I go out and visit these offices, I am completely impressed by the quality and the dedication of the employees that I find out there. A bit concerned about making sure that we keep up with the needs when it comes to facilities,
mm-hmm.
keeping up with the needs when it comes to growth and the new populations that are mm-hmm. seem to be growing. Maui is a fast-growing island,
mm-hmm.
Really quick growing, you know, the needs for postal delivery.
And the demographics are changing so
quite a bit. Hilo has spots. I visited one particular area that is like a boom town. It's Ocean View.
Oh, yeah.
And there seems to be very inexpensive land that's being sold there, and I was in awe at the number of individuals that seemed to be of a pioneer nature moving into those areas without water and
Puna.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the challenge for the Postal Service, though, is to not only to keep up with what's going on with the islands, but to be progressively part of answering and creative solutions, and making sure that the Postal Service, which to me the Postal Service is what we fulfill is a need of we bind and connect commerce in America. We bind America together in terms of our communications and keeping people connected. We've done that historically, and now within the islands, I think one of the key roles that we play is being able to bring goods and services to the people in Hawaii that perhaps were more difficult in the past to get to. And with the advent of the internet and advent with people more active in shipping goods and services here, we want to maintain a real presence in making sure that the people in Hawaii continue to keep up with being served in such a way where they can, you know, get goods and services, to get correspondences, to be able to maintain a style of living that is I think every one of the people in Hawaii deserve, and by good service by the United States Postal Service. And as we are changing quickly along the islands, what I'm most proud to say is that I feel that the individuals here and the plans that we have in place are up to that challenge.
One of the positions you had was Pacific Area Manager of Sales.
Mm-hmm.
Explain how that works exactly. I was asking Duke a little bit about that.
As the Area Sales Manager, what I work with the top Fortune 500 companies that spend really the majority, it's kind of like if you took a look at a Pareto analysis and you said, you know, of the vital few customers that really generate the most amount of revenue that runs the Postal Service, you could imagine that there's about a group of about, I'd say, 20,000 customers that really drive the majority of revenues in the Postal Service. Now, those are customers that rely upon the Postal Service to correspond. They're large banks and large financial institutions that move in large amounts of mail back and forth to create environments for their customers. And more is first-class advertising that really is taking the place of first-class financial correspondence. With the advent of internet banking and with electronic transfer of funds,
right.
You'll find that now banks are looking at advertising their credit cards and their financial services and finding that the United States Postal Service personalized messages better than anybody else in the world. If you look on television nowadays, when you and I were growing up, there's probably, what, three stations that we were able to watch. I'm dating myself now because those three stations might have even been...
We had Channel 36, too, though.
Oh, yeah, and then there was So you had to have a special antenna to pick up some of the channels you wanted to watch. But, you know, nowadays, if you turn on a TV, you might have 150 to 250 channels, depending on the service you bought. And to personalize a message there is very difficult. To capture and gain the attention of a customer is very difficult. But what... the large customers that do business with the Postal Service has found quite successfully is in developing a relationship, direct mail really fits a need for being able to customize a message, to be able to put a message in front of an individual with a certain goods and services that really makes sense to that individual. For example, I worked with Harley-Davidson, where once someone bought a Harley-Davidson bike, the aftermarket products, believe it or not, on Harley-Davidson actually generate more revenue for the company than the bike itself.
Huh.
So if you take a look at that, the relationship of the company like that is extremely important to develop and nurture. With same thing with the automobile industry. You might be surprised to know that there are a lot of automobile dealerships here on the island that while they make a good amount of money initially selling the automobile, it is their aftermarket and their service department that really generates a lion's share of the revenue base for that particular dealership. Now, you can only really go ahead and develop a relationship with that car buyer, the customer, if you're able to correspond periodically and say, hey, got some coupons for you for that tune-up. Looks like it's time for you to come in and bring in the car so we can kind of, you know, take care of you in a different manner that's maybe even specific to your automobile also. If there's an upgrade or if there's a new feature, a new accessory that comes out, here's a way through the direct mail that they can really, you know, pinpoint specific messaging. And that really is what it's all about. The direct mail does things that...
And so you would help the institution or the company sort of develop that?
I do two things. I really didn't need to sell direct mail to large of the companies because many of these companies had marketing managers who were very competent and capable. What I did was I had sales representatives that we actually changed the paradigm. The Postal Service was used to selling stamps or express mail or priority mail. And what we found with our major customers was what they were looking for is they were looking for new ideas, cutting-edge technology, cutting-edge ideas and marketing concepts that would help move forward their ideas and put forward some of what their personal needs were, but have the direct mail piece or have mail be the conduit for providing those kind of services. So what we did was we switched from selling product to actually being consultants to customers and actually sharing information from other industry types, from other successful ad campaigns, building in certain types of seasonal informational pieces that allowed them to not only plan a campaign for selling products and services or developing relationships with their current customer base, but also showing them how you do that over and over again and how saturated mailings or periodic mailings or follow-up mailings actually work to build on each other. So a lot of it was educating marketing managers about the power of what's new. Mm. And that really is key. What works yesterday in today's environment is constantly changing. So the top Fortune 500 companies had free consultation from the Postal Service salespeople that I represented, continuously going back in and regenerating new ideas by sharing what successful companies were doing that we were consulting with and new ideas that were out there in the market.
Right. And so did you have relationships with people in Hawaii that you've reconnected with, or were you at a different level?
I actually had a sales representative that was managed from one of my managers located here in Hawaii.
I see.
And he would work with customers out inside here, and although I personally never came to Hawaii in the capacity of the area sales manager, I did have a manager who reported to me in this district or this territory that actually came out here periodically to work with the customers out here. There are several hotels that I work with on advertising campaigns. I've worked with Hilton over a wide variety of with Hilton hotels, which has a hotel here on the island, Hawaiian Village. I actually work with Hilton in their headquarters in Los Angeles, where we developed some kiosks that were located in Hilton Hilton hotels across the nation, along with putting in goods and services, postal products within a lot of the Hilton hotels across the nation, including internationally. Let's see, there's another crossover that I had in with Hawaii as I worked with China Post. And China Post was looking for, they spend a lot of goods and services in packaging and shipping into the United States, but a lot of those ships were coming back empty. So one of the things that I was most proud of is I worked with China Post at one time to fill up some of those freighters going back the other way, and working with the environmental agencies in the United States on pulp paper.
Oh.
And what we were able to do was take a look at shipping a lot of that paper back to China where they could refine it, and then actually produce a finalized product down there to ship back inside here, because their environmental restrictions were not as stringent as some of the areas that we have. So developing and connecting businesses with good ideas was part of what part of what we did.
And so we've heard a lot about, you know, the post office being more business friendly. Of course, the competition with the internet and UPS and FedEx. What kind of things could we expect? Changes in upcoming in this year?
As a district manager, I would tell you that what we're looking at constantly in Hawaii is constantly taking a look at making sure that we are providing the best of service when it mm-hmm. comes to timeliness of their first class, priority, and express mm-hmm. mail. We're always looking to improve shipments from the mainland and how we can go ahead and expedite better transportation to and from the islands here. But I think that we've just set up recent contracts between the outer islands that are going to better serve the customers. And we really feel like we're going to start getting mail delivered earlier on the islands. In fact, we have an initiative we're working on currently to get all carriers off the street by 5 o'clock in Hawaii.
Really?
And we've been quite successful with that. In fact, we're about 80% there right now. As far as the business, and this is a luxury I have of just, you know, coming off my job as a sales area sales manager, I do know that what the customers can expect to see is some real innovative things when it comes to packaging services, global services to and from the Pacific Rim are going to be expanded. You're going to see some just-in-time kind of, you know, planned mailing for mailers who will be able to go ahead and pick dates specific on delivery that they want. So we're working on some of those innovations. As you know, we have click and ship now. That's making packaging services a lot more convenient for any small business or even large business. We now have a fixed priority mail piece, which is our fixed size and piece where it's a flat rate. We call it the flat rate piece. And this really benefits individuals with...
are the flat rate boxes?
Flat rate boxes, right.
The 770 something?
Right. Yeah. This really benefits individuals that in the past could get a price very competitive when they had heavier weight shipments.
Right.
I was in Nogales in Mexico and worked with Master Lock. and we found that it's a great customer because yeah. Master Lock, when they put in five or six or seven or eight of those locks in a box, they got quite expensive with the competition. But through the Postal Service flat rate box, it was a great solution for being able to more cost effectively move some of their products and services.
How about your individual initiatives or goals that you have that, because I'm guessing a lot of those are Postal Service wide.
Yeah, well, I can tell you in this district, speaking yes. about Honolulu, here's the initiatives. I mentioned to you one before, the carriers off the street pacify. Mm-hmm.
Is that a personal thing, or is that system wide?
Well, it's something that was headed up from the Pacific area. I know that nationwide they're looking to get carriers off the street past 6. But in Honolulu, since I've been here, I believe that the real key is, 6 just isn't good enough.
Yeah.
Take a look at when traffic picks up around the islands inside here. There's certain areas, like coming out of Eva Beach in the morning, everybody knows the traffic is tough if you don't leave at a certain time. And certainly the reverse is true as you go back home in the evening.
See, we have the same problem as a newspaper. You want to get it in people's hands at a time when they can read it, as opposed to what happens here is we actually have a high street sales. And it's not because of the tourists. It's because people come into town and pick up the newspaper and read it at work or over a cup of coffee because of the traffic.
But sure. And so,
sorry, I interrupted you.
No, but I think it's important to understand, you mentioned something I think is key, is understanding the work habits of the customers we deliver to and the customers who want us to deliver their goods and services, mm-hmm. I think is extremely important. What time people are coming home and have time to read the mail. You want it in their hands before they get home. You want to make sure that you got your carriers in, because my priorities of this, and I mentioned to this, if you take a look on the board that's written inside there, to me, to my employees, what they'll hear and the people I work with, I want them to know that it's health first, family second, and career third.